Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are so fortunate to have our speaker, Pran Govind Prabhuji. Prabhuji will enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 14th chapter, verse 23 to 26. Yes, Prabhuji is on the call. So, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Am I audible?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. I would like to sing a song. I would like to sing a song if you can post it. Okay. Good. Thank you. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, I would like to welcome all of you. Thank you for joining. This is a beautiful part of every morning hearing and discussing, talking about Srimad Bhagavatam. I hope you all are excited. I am excited every day because it's a wonderful journey, because the result is million times more than anticipation. In the material world, anticipation is a big deal. But in spiritual journey, result is bigger, biggest. But anticipation is also exciting because what are we going to get? So we're going to sing this song because this is relevant and how we can connect this part of Bhagavatam with our day-to-day life, whatever ashram or status we are in. I'm not a singer, but I try to sing. So please bear with me and tolerate. Tumi tomari bejare ketare rakhite pare. Tumi tomari bejare ketare rakhite pare. Ichha bashati bhuvana, ichha bashati bhuvana. Brahma adi devadana tabadasa aganana. Brahma adi devagana tabadasa aganana. Kare tava agyara palana. Kare tava agyara palana. Tava icha mate jato graha gana abhirata. Tava icha mate jata graha gana abhirata. Shubha shubha phala kare dana. Shubha shubha phala kare dana. Rogasaka mriti bhai tava icha mate hai. Rogasaka mriti bhai tava icha mate hai. Tava agya sada bala bhavan. Tava agya sada bala bhavan. Baba Baye, Bayu Baye, Chandra Surja Shamudaye, Taba Baye, Bayu Baye, Chandra Surja Samudaye, Shashaniyamito Karjakare. Shashaniyamito Karjakare. Tumita Parameshara Parabrahma Paratpara. Tumita Parameshara Parabrahma Paratpara. Tava Vasa Bhakat Antare. Tava Vasa Bhakat Antare. Sada Suddha Siddha Kam Bhakat Vatsalanam. Sada Suddha Siddha Kam Bhakat Vatsalanam. Bhakat Janera Nita Swami. Bhakat Janera Nita Swami. Tumi to rakhi bejare ketare marite pare. Tumi to rakhi bejare ketare marite pare. Sakala bidhira piti tumi. Sakala bidhira piti tumi. Tumara charane natha kari ache pranipata. Tumara charane natha kari ache pranipata. Bhakati vinodatava dasa. Bhakati vinodatava dasa. Bipada hoite swami avashyata hare tumi. Bipada hoite swami avashyata hare tumi. Rakshi betaharai pisha. Rakshi betaharai. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Gurudev 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev Jaya Jaya Gurudev 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev. जय विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिब्राज गचार्य अष्टतनुष्टय श्री श्रील भय चरणरविंद भक्त जगत गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। इष्टान विविधि पावनर आचार्य श्री भाई विष्णु प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत गौर वैष्णव बिंद की जय। नमाचार्य शिल दास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीदासादि गौर भक्त बिंद की जय। जूम भक्त बिंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री प्रभुपाद। सो डियर प्रभुज एंड मदर्स, आई हैड ए वंडरफुल प्रोग्राम लास्ट नाइट। अनदर सिटी we were there till 10 o'clock at night and there was a lot of concern, fear. So today's concern is also fear about our existence. When we deeply think about next life or end of life, these things, these songs Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a very comforting, like a motherly affection. If we can understand the meaning, then we will hold on to it in our heart till the last breath of our life. So surrender to Krishna is very important. So I would like to request, please help me to read the translation. Each person, one sentence or something like that. Please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Dandatnam Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Who can protect that person whom you wish to slay? The three worlds are obedient to your will. The gods headed by Brahma are your countless servants and stand ready to execute your command. Thank you, Prabhu.
By your will, the planet exercises their auspicious or inauspicious influence. Illness, grief, death, and fear occur by your will. Your command is all powerful.
In fear of you, the wind blows and the sun, moon and all others perform their allotted duties. You are Supreme Lord, the Supreme Spirit, supreme above all. Your residence is in the heart of your loving devotee. You are returned. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna. Number 4, you are eternally pure. All your desires are fulfilled. Your name is Bhakti Vatsala, Bhakta Vatsala, for you are very affectionate to the Vaishnavas. You are the eternal Lord of your loving devotees. Who can slay that person whom you wish to protect? You are the law of all laws. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
O Lord, your eternal servant, Bhakti Vinoda, has bowed down at your lotus feet. O Master, he cherishes the faith that you will surely protect him from all dangers. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Thank you. So thank you for all joining. This is a beautiful session. And I'm also requesting you, the day you meet Krishna face to face, what are you going to tell him? Oh, I'll pay obeisance. Then what? Krishna will stand and you'll stand for how long? There is an etiquette. I'm sure you all are familiar or get familiar. There is an etiquette. You have to glorify. You look at in Bhagavatam, whenever, even Kunti Devi, she is a relative, but still when she meets, she glorify, identify. This is a very very important key point. You have to identify the Lord. My Lord, you are independent, supreme absolute truth. Learn some verses or this song. You can say like this. It will please the Lord. You know why? Not that he needs it. For you to have safer position. Krishna feels happy when you actually know his identity, his relationship with you. Then Krishna is happy because Krishna will hold on to it and you will be eternally with him. So this is important that we learn etiquette. I'm sure you're all going to meet 100% guarantee, whether end of this life or immediately this life or next life, I don't know. That's between you and Krishna. But definitely you better prepare now. What are you going to address? Not just looking at you. Okay, my Lord, you look so beautiful. Of course, he is the most attractive. But that's not enough. You have to give something more. Every acharya, they always, even Mother Ruparsi was saying that she was entering in Prabhupada's room. Now, she comes from a very wealthy American family. Her grandfather was a governor of that state. So when she was like shocked, and Prabhupada is talking to Balaram, and she could not understand, there was nobody else. And Prabhupada was going like this with his hand, and you did like this to Dhenukasura. And she's thinking like, who is talking to? And Prabhupada realized, oh, he, one of his disciple, lady disciple, Western Bari, she's there. So then Prabhupada explained, said, oh, I was just talking about Balaram, what he did. So get used to, Prabhus and Mother, get used to how you're going to talk to Krishna, Balaram, Radharani, or whoever you, Ishtadev, best friend, Madhumangal. Get trained now through this Bhakti Japa Sangha. So today also is Mother Day. Today is also a very beautiful session of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 14. So we'll begin with holding hand, jantram, mantram, tantram. You think of the form of the Lord. It's not a some space you are praying. No, you are praying to a person. When we say Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, that's Krishna in a form of Vasudev who will purify our consciousness. Then our journey is over. Of course, your attitude and that power of the mantra and the Lord, these three together will produce the result. So let us begin with that. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam Naranchaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayet Nastra Prayesu Avadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sevayam Bhagavati Uttamasloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistaki. Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, one should respect, offer respectful obeisances unto the Supreme God, Lord Narayan, unto Naranarayan Rishi, superhuman being, and unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. And to Srila Prabhupada, I add this. It is not in the verse, but I always add this. And to Srila Prabhupada, who has, out of his compassion, translated and gave his commentary. And the next verse that we just recited, it's always good to know, because the feeling will come when you are aware what we are praying and who we are praying. According to Srila Prabhupada's translation, Nastra Prayasu Abhadresu, by regular attendance in Srimad Bhagavatam classes and doing Guru Puja or offering obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, all that is troublesome in our heart will almost destroy it. And loving service unto Sri Krishna, Brajananda, who is praised with transcendental song, will be established as an irrevocable fact, means nobody will take away. If you are not familiar with that word, Prabhupada used irrevocable, means it will be permanently, eternally there. It's so nice. Now we are going to express our gratitude to Guru Parampara through the Mangalacharan. You can join. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasa Genanjana Salakayam Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurube Namo Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamahayam Dadati Shabadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnabadi Paschat Deshatarini Panchakalpa Taruvesha Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavibho Namo 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 Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tise Namo Panchatatmatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Sarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktaksham Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Sri Vrindaye Tulasi Devaye Priyaye Keshavascha Vishnu Bhakti Prade Devi Satvate Namo Namo Bhakta Vihinaya Aparada Lakshe Shipta Shakamadi Taranga Madhi Kripa Maitam Saranam Prapanna Binde Namaste Charana Bindam Tavi Vasmi Tavi Vasmi Najibami Taya Vinayati Vignaya Devi Tanayamam Charanantikam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Sivashadi Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Thank you. You all are the most fortunate soul in this planet right now because you are expressing or acting in a way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to hear Bhagavatam, to chant his name and discuss. This is so nice. Thank you. So today's we are going to recite few verses, 4, 23, 24, 25, 26, 4 verses. Mother Shyamagauri Devidas, she's very kindly assigned me these verses. This chapter is titled King Chitraketu's Lamentation. Everybody's familiar lamentation. Do you lament? If you ever lamented, Arjuna was lamenting. That's what the whole Bhagavad Gita all about, started with lamentation. So it's not something new, but hey, moment of death, careful. You'll be lamenting if you are not preparing now. So we are preparing now. We don't have to lament. Krishna says, in a beautiful verse, he says, Mam prasanna jana kaschit na arhati sochitam. You'll never lament if you please me. Mam prasanna jana kaschit. So text 23, I'm going to read the first verse and the translation, and I would like another three devotee, Prabhus and mothers, come forward, read the verse and translation. And then I'll read the last purport and then we'll begin. So this is about King Chitraketu. Chitraketu Ubacha Bhagavan Kim Naviditam Topogena Samadibhi Yoginam dasta papanam bahir anta sharirishu. Translation.
Hare Krishna Dandatunam Prabhuji. King Chitra translation by Prabhupada, Prabhupada Kiji. King Chitraketu said, O great Lord Angira, because of austerity, knowledge, and transcendental samadhi, you are freed from all the reactions of sinful life. Therefore, as a perfect yogi, you can understand everything external and internal regarding embodied conditional souls like us. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you. So this is a conversation. I hope you all are catching up. This is a conversation between an emperor of the world at that time, Chitraketu. He is in lamentation. And one of the great Hare Krishna devotee named Angira, friend of Narad Muni, happened to be there. What is the purpose of the Hare Krishna devotee? To help others come out of this material struggle, problem, and be... But how do you remove that? By adapting, by explaining them how to adapt Krishna consciousness, by becoming devotee. So Angira, that's the purpose he has come. So now you hear the conversation. Okay, text 24, someone.
Oh, great soul, you are aware, translation of
it. Sloka first, Prabhu.
Okay. Sloka first. Tathapi prachato Bruyam Brahman Atmani Chintitam Bhavato Vidusas Chapi Choditas Tat Anunjaya. Translation by History and Grace. O great soul, you are aware of everything, yet you are asking me why I am full of anxiety. Therefore, in response to your order, let me disclose the cause.
Very nice. So it's very interesting, isn't it? The emperor of the world recognized Hare Krishna devotee Angira, and he said very interesting that you do know why people suffer. It is not external. It is the root cause he's addressing. It's very, very wonderful way of addressing a devotee or a Maharaj or a advanced devotee. You can say like this. We can learn this, how to address to a senior devotees and like this. Then they will bestow their blessing upon us. Any one of you ever met a sannyasi or a senior devotee, could be Mataji, that you didn't know what to say. Hare Krishna, how are you? That's all. That's not actually, I mean, it's good to say Hare Krishna, how are you? It's always good to say, if you want to build a relation, always ask question. But that question should be very thoughtful question, provoking spiritualism, spirituality, like this kind of, this is a very nice question, the way he said. He said, indirectly he said, I will obey the order of you asking. So it's very nice. This is a very wonderful lesson we can learn. Okay, the text 25, someone, the sloka and the translation.
Hari Bol Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, can I read, Prabhuji?
Yes, Mother Shyama Gauri, you are my mother. How can I say no?
Lokapalenapi prarthya samrajeshwarya sampada nanandayantya rajam akshutruta kama vipapare. As a person aggrieved by hunger and thirst is not pleased by external gratification of flower garlands and a sandalwood pulp, I am not pleased with my empire, opulence, or possessions, which are desirable even for great demigods, because I have no son. Hare Krishna.
Don't take it lightly, Prabhus and mothers. You may think like just for the son, the whole thing is like a depressing shutdown just because he has no son. But you are not in his shoes, the emperor who cares for the citizen. Try to be sympathetic. He cares for the citizen. He knows when he dies, his son will take care, protect the citizen, express affection, take care of the needs of the citizen. So he has a legitimate. It's not like, oh, this is a bad reason he's crying. No, this is a good reason. But Krishna consciousness can solve all the problem, whether it's a good reason or bad reason, doesn't matter. But this is a good reason from his angle. He's an emperor. He's a very intelligent man, emperor of the planet. So he's not an ordinary person. So he gives a very nice analogy that other things like garland or sandalwood do not please a person who desires food. Did it ever happen to you, anyone? Like you are so hungry and somebody say, I have a gold diamond ring for you. Don't worry about hunger. No, I'm starving. I really need to eat. I'm so thirsty. I just need some water. Are you, who cares for water? I have a big diamond ring for you. Prabhus and mothers, be honest. You just want a glass of water. You are just dying out of thirst. So it's not a question of valuation. It's a question of need and supply. Valuation is there. I'm not putting it down. But valuation is not a question here. It's a need and supply. And he sees what is needed for in his life, for the citizen, for this kingdom. Text 26, Prahladananda Prabhu.
Hari Bol Prabhuji, Dhanva Pranam. Tata pahi mahabhag urvehi sah gatam tamah yatha tare madusparam prajayata videhi nah. Therefore, O great sage, please save me and my forefather who are descending to the darkness of hell because I have no son, no progeny. Kindly do something so that I may have a son to deliver us from hellish conditions. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. It's interesting. If you look at the translation, I was trying to read it many times this morning. He's saying that I have attained hell indirectly. He didn't say directly in the translation. He said, I have attained hell along with my ancestor. Means he sees the doomed, you know, like a future is doomed. Do something so that I can surpass hell by having a son. It's interesting. The whole sixth canto began with Ajami escaping hell, where he escaped hell. Here also Chitraketu trying to escape from hell. It's the same concept. We should be also concerned about it. Of course, as a devotee, we are not concerned in that sense. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. According to Vedic civilization, one gets married simply to have a son who is needed to offer oblations to his forefathers. King Chitraketu responsibly desired to beget a child so that he and his forefather might be delivered from the darkest region. He was concerned with how to get pinda, oblation, in the next life. Not only for himself, but also for his forefather. Therefore, he requested Angira Rishi to favor him by doing something that could help him get a son. I hope you remember also who was there. Daksha in fourth canto. We see Daksha had a similar. He also got angry with Narad Muni because he knows the purpose of sons. When sons are born, what is the purpose? Devorshi Bhutapto Ninam Pitrinam. Now in that verse is very interesting that if you become a surrendered soul, you don't have any debts, D-E-V-T-S. You have no debts to three. Your dynasty, which family you are born, you have a debts. Hey, your mother carried you, your father, you were in his body and he was carrying. And how did he consume? He because he honored food, and through the food, the soul entered in his body. And through his union with his wife or your mother, she got pregnant. So you have a debts to them. It's not like you drop from the sky. They carried. They went through 10 months. It's a long journey. They prepared your childhood life. So you have a debts to your parents. You have a debts to sages who is since time immemorial, since beginning of creation, or the Saptarishis, they are always doing austerity to make it, like right now I'm looking outside, it's a very comfortable weather. Believe or not, it would not be comfortable if the sages were not watching on the demigods. Sometimes demigod can play game. Out of anger, they can burn this whole planet into ashes. Now what do? You are finished, doomed. But they are afraid. They are afraid of Sudarshan Chakra, yes. They are afraid also on the sages. Sages are always trying to give us, especially the human being, a chance to revive their dormant love for God. Or at least get liberation. I don't know if all the sages knows about love of God, but at least they are always wishing, such a well-wisher. So you have a debts to your family dynasty. You have a debts to demigods. How many of you, I'm in Florida. We have a sun right now, sunlight. How many of you ever paid a bill of sun from sun god for the sunlight that you got? Or a rain? Anybody? Or moon? You know, moon, you may say, Prabhu, why do I have to pay moon? You eat the food, the flavor, fruits, the flavor, all the flavor comes from the moon. Did you ever pay the bill? I doubt, Prabhu and Mother. Don't take it in a wrong way. I'm not accusing you. But think about it. We don't pay bill for sun god. Hey, you are breathing oxygen. Guess where? It comes from. You may say it's from the tree. There is some personality behind this whole operation. We have debts to the demigods. We have debts to our family, dynasty, who carried me, gave me life. They could have to abortion, there would not be Pran Govinda Das. But they didn't. They saved the life. Prabhupada told to this Harishori Prabhu, whose mother actually said to him the story that your father wanted to do the abortion, but your grandfather says, no, I want a grandchild. So when he said like this, he said, my mother saved me. Prabhupada said, you should pay obeisances to your mother. You should respect your mother that she carried you. Today's Mother's Day also, we have a dads. We should respect to our birth-giving mother. She could have dropped me when I was a baby. She never did. But I'm thinking the consequences. She could have done many things, but she never did out of affection. So we have a eternally dads. So we have three dads. What King Chitraketu is saying, he has a legitimate, I would say, fear. Legitimate fear, concern, his needs, and his interest to converse with Angira to get the child. Hey, if you want to help me, just give me a son. That will solve the problem. So his needs, his concern is very legitimate. It's not a he's a weak guy or something. No, it was very beautifully, Sukhdev Goswami explained this. However, there is a loophole. Loophole is due to the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. If somebody become Hare Krishna devotee, they are free from all the debts. But saying that doesn't mean somebody comes once a week to the temple, he's free of debts. No, 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 no. There has to be actually surrender to Krishna. There has to be actually devotion. Then you are free. Just coming once a year or every Sunday is not enough. You literally have to become a serious devotee. Then you are free. With that note, I'm going to go back to, I made a small PPT this morning, rushing. And I would like to share with you. Someone has to tell me if you see my PPT. Do you see my PPT?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yes.
Why is not? I would like somebody from Mataji's side, because it's Mother's Day, to read about seven mothers. Today is a Mother's Day. At least everybody should thanks to their mothers.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Yes. Atma Mata Guru Patni Brahmani Raja Patnika Denur Datri Tada Prithivi Saptaita Matraya Smrata. Once born mother, synonyms. Shall I read synonyms, Prabhuji?
Yeah, no need. Just the translation.
Once born mother, two wife of the guru, three wife of the Brahma, four wife of the king, wife of a king, five the cow, six the nurse, and seven the earth are known as the seven mothers of a man. We are indebted to each of them, and it is our duty, Dharma, to take care of them. Thank you, Prabhuji.
I hope everybody heard it. It is our responsibility to take care of all the seven mothers. Okay, one more devotee.
Ata eva Hare Krishna Prabhu. Ata eva Sarva Pujya Sarva Palika Sarva. I cannot see. I cannot read the rest of the. So shall I read the translation for you?
Yeah. Ataeva Sarva Pujya Parama Devata Sarva Palika Sarva Jagatera Mata. Generally, nobody thinks of Radharani as the mother, but there it is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Okay, go ahead, mother. Translation.
Therefore, Radha is Parama Devata, the Supreme Goddess, and she is worshipable for everyone. She is the protectress of all, and she is the mother of the entire universe.
Beautiful. Thank you. Now, you won't be. Some of you may wonder, we never address Radharani as a mother because none of her Leela as a mother, that's why. All her Leela as a lover of Krishna. But she's the origin of the feminine aspect of absolute truth. Because we believe, we worship God, both masculine and feminine together, not masculine only. Radharani is also God, Krishna is also God. So regarding mother, we have a wonderful example. Someone can read the next one.
Can I read it?
Yes, please.
Tenu yadi ihan, tenu yadi ihan rahe, तबे मोरा सुखा तन्रा निंदा हया यदि सेहा मोरा दुखा. Translation. Sachi Mata said, it will be a great happiness for me if Nimai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, stays here. But at the same time, if someone blames him, it will be my great unhappiness. Hare Krishna.
Before you read the purport, I would like to say, this is after Mahaprabhu took sannyas. He met her in Santipur and he confessed. And he was so loyal to his mother. He says, I'm sorry, I'm just whimsically just took this sannyas, but if you want me to come, whatever you decide, I'll do. Because Mother Sochi didn't eat for 3 days. She was devastated. Finally, Nityananda Prabhu arranged that meeting in Advaita Acharya place. So that's why she said like this. Okay, someone can read the purport or you can read that purport.
Should I continue?
Yes.
It is a great happiness for a mother if her son does not leave home to search out Krishna, but remains with her. At the same time, if a son does not search after Krishna, but simply remains at home, he is certainly blamed by experienced saintly persons. Such blame certainly causes great, great unhappiness for a mother. If a real mother wants her son to progress spiritually, she had better allow him to go out searching for Krishna. The mother naturally desires the welfare of the son. If a mother does not allow her son to search for Krishna, she is called Ma, which indicates Maya. By allowing her son to go as a sannyasi and search for Krishna, Sachi Mata instructs all mothers of the world. She indicates that all sons should become real devotees of Krishna and should not stay at home under the care of an affectionate mother. This is supported by Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Thank you. So how it is supported by Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada? Next verse I'm going to give it. Someone please come forward.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.18. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai. One who cannot deliver his dependents from the path of repeated birth and death.
Prabhuji, can we read the verse, Prabhuji?
She will do it.
Okay.
Sorry, Prabhu. Birth and death should never become a spiritual master, a relative, a father, a husband, a mother, or a worshipable demigod. Gurur na sa syat, swa jano na sa syat. Pita na sa syaj, janam, janani na sa syat. Daibam na tat syan, na patis cha sa syan. Na mocha yet yaha samupeta mrityam No one should become a spiritual master. Output by his divine Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. No one should become a spiritual master, nor a relative father, mother, or worshipable deity or husband, if he cannot help a person escape the imminent path of death. Every living entity is wandering within the universe, subject to the law of karma, and transmigrating from one body to another and from one planet to another. Therefore, the whole Vedic process is meant to save the wandering living entities from the clutches of Maya, birth, death, disease, and old age. This means stopping the cycle of birth and death. This cycle can be stopped only if one worships Krishna, as the Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita 4.9. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this world, in this material world, but attains my eternal abode. O Arjuna, to stop the cycle of birth and death, one has to understand Krishna as he is. Simply by knowing Krishna, one can stop the process of rebirth into this material world. By acting in Krishna consciousness, one can return to Godhead, the highest perfection of life, for a father, mother, spiritual master, husband, or any other family members to help others return home back to Godhead. That is the most preferred welfare activity for the benefit of relatives. Therefore, Sachi Mata, although the mother of Nimai Pandit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, considered all the facts and decided to allow her son to go out and search for Krishna. At the same time, she made some arrangement in order that she might get news of all the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Very nice. Very nice. So there's a little personal note by Giriraj Maharaj. I would like somebody to read this.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. A Mother's Love by Giriraj Swami. There are very exalted spiritual understandings in Krishna consciousness. They are not fictional, imaginary, or concocted. They are fact and very, and every devotee can have the privilege to understand and indeed take part in Krishna's pastimes if he is actually advanced. We should not think that the privilege given to Mother Yashoda is not available to us. Everyone can have a similar privilege. If one loves Krishna as one's child, then one will have such a privilege because the mother has the most love for the child. Even in this material world, there is no comparison to mother's love, for a mother loves her child without any expectation of return. Of course, although that is generally true, this material world is so polluted that a mother sometimes thinks, my child will grow up and become a man, and when he earns money, I shall get it. Thus, there may still be some desire to get something in exchange, but while loving Krishna, there are no selfish feelings, for that love is unalloyed, free from desires for material gain. You should not expect anything in return. That is real love. Just like a mother is loving her child, not expecting any return, but she still gives service. So that is as a little sample of pure love. Srila Prabhupada, talk on Srimad Bhagavatam 1.831, April 23rd, 1973, Los Angeles, and room conversation, July 13, 1976, New York. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. That was very nice. So that's the end of Mother's Day, but we can discuss whole day. I would like to address today's subject a little more about Chitraketu. And we sing that song where you all helped. Now question comes that Chitraketu, his lamentation, this is chapter 14 and 15, 16. You'll see how it unfolds next, I would say, maybe a couple months. possible, couple marks. So, because in the beginning, when Maharaj Parikshit inquired, I'm just giving a brief summary, how a demon could possess such exalted consciousness, talking about Bhitrasura, Sukhdev Goswami described that great demon, Bhitrasura's previous birth as Chitraketu. Despite marrying 10 million wives, Chitraketu had no children. When the great sage Angira Rishi visited, Chitraketu warmly received him. He frankly expressed his dissatisfaction to the sage. And this is what today's session is. And I won't give more details what is coming tomorrow and the next few week. But few point we should always remember. The Chitraketu, he was, and first point is, well, Chitraketu became enlightened through how? A roller coaster of events. Did anybody ever ride a roller coaster in your family life or whatever life you have? You know, your school, college, job, and disease, all of a sudden, this problem, car accident, it's like a roller coaster. So, few point I found. First point is, he was a childless, despite having 10 million wives. I don't know if we'll understand this. You cannot have a produce one child when you have a 10 million wives. But he's not like getting married. He's just trying to have a child. How challenging that can be that you marry one after another to 10 millions. If you think of one wedding a day, that will take 10 million days. I mean, he has done tremendous. It's not just a, you know, whimsically thinking, okay, I want to have a child. No, he actually endeavored a lot. Second point I found that he got a child, newborn child, abruptly died. Oh my God, after all these problems solved and then the child died. Third point I found very attractive in this. Then the son reappeared and taught him the harsh realities of life. How many of you really take Bhagavatam harsh truth? Because why I'm saying harsh? Because it cuts your attachment, cuts your affection. That's the, you know, things I used to like. But then Bhagavatam is scaring. Hey, be careful. Don't be attached to this kind of like that. I was. That's why I'm relating this. And then fourth point I found later when Chitraketu offended Parvati, she cursed him to become a demon in his next life. But what a transformation took place from this episode to the next episode, that Chitraketu humbly accepted his destiny, seeing all occurrence as a Krishna's mercy. Prabhus and mothers, we need to come to that point. So what is the story of Chitraketu? Can someone read this for me, please?
Hare Krishna, yes. The story of Chitraketu, while it is the role of the parents to assist the child in making spiritual progress, children also inadvertently assist in their parents' progress as well. One of the most dramatic examples of this is the story of King Chitraketu, recounted in Srimad Bhagavatam. King Chitraketu was a respected king with great riches and power, but no children. His many wives were all barren.
Correct. Thank you. Now I was thinking in the morning about the purport. What this reminds? This reminds of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita began with Arjuna's lamentation. Now something I'm sure all of you learned. And from Chitraketu, we must pick up that point. If Krishna takes away things that can take us away from him, from Krishna, don't go away. If you, second chapter 11 sloka, Krishna's first instructive words to Arjuna are, don't lament for that which is not worthy of lamentation. And his last instructive words are, surrender to me and I'll protect you. Do not lament. Even the specific Sanskrit word used in these two verses, I was looking at it, similar. Being variant of sloka of lamentation, ma sucha. What does this striking symmetry implies? To understand and consider a metaphor. Suppose we heard a talk from a learned and expert speaker. If they spoke, say, the same point, both at the start and the end of their talk, we would reasonably infer that the point was the purpose of their talk. By similar reasoning, we can infer Bhagavad Gita's essential purpose to free Arjuna from lamentation. That's what the purpose Krishna had. To free Arjuna from lamentation, it's starting with exaltation. Is followed by knowledge of the soul. Dehino asmin jata dehe. I'm sure you all are familiar with those. This is meant to address Arjuna's apprehension about those who become causalities in the world and their soul, who will get new bodies after death, better bodies than what they got now. If they have done overall good karma, as was the case is venerable elders like Bhishma Dev and Dronacharya that Arjuna was concerned. What did Krishna conclude? He concluded a declaration centered on Krishna's unfailing love and his omnipotent resourcefulness in protecting those who do his will. This is meant to address Arjuna's apprehension about sinful reaction, befailing those who kill their relatives in a war. This was the concern. And by analyzing from various perspectives, what do we learn from Chitraketu's story and Arjuna's story? The Arjuna's engaging in the war was not sinful. It was morally and spiritually justified. Still, Gita's conclusion addresses, as you can say, hypothetical sinful reaction, hypothetical situation, rhetorically. Even if there are sinful reaction, he would be protected. That's what Krishna told him at the end. Sarvadharman Parityajya. So Krishna empowered Arjuna, and we also need to get empowerment through learning, through these lessons. And what will happen? We'll overcome fear of death or lamentation. So what is the lesson we can learn from here? To overcome lamentation, we have to internalize the Chitraketu's going through conclusive truth, going through life and what conclusive truth. In a few weeks, you will see that what was the conclusive truth. We have to internalize. And at the same time, soul's indestructibility and the Lord's infallibility. This is needed. So as I mentioned, if Krishna takes away things that can take us away, don't go away from him. Sometime, maybe none of you accuse Krishna, but sometimes devotee feels like, gosh, so tough life. This problem, that problem, this. You think Chitraketu has a problem? You have your own problem? Yes, it will be always there in the material world. Our purpose, our life should be purpose-driven. Purpose-driven means, the word driving means it should guide us. It should give you control. Why you are here, what you're doing, you are focused, and it will give you destiny. That's what drive, the word, when you drive a car, that's what drive means. A good example I found, Srila Prabhupada's godbrother, Ram Goti Prabhu. Now, Chitraketu Maharaj is lamenting or concerned that him and his ancestor will suffer in hell if the son is not born and son does jagna, does his duty. Is that a genuine concern? I don't know. Some of you may be thinking like, oh, that's probably old age, Hindu dharma. We are Hare Krishna. We don't have to do that. Prabhus and mothers, don't take it lightly. Ram Goti Prabhu is a good example in my life. I see that because I met his son. He's a poor Prabhupada's godbrother. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, while present in the world, this devotee, Ram Goti Prabhu, he left the ashram to go back to his hometown and got married and had a children. Somehow or other, he did not have an association. And because, I say, ice cream for the American children is same as fish for the Bengalis. Forgive me, I'm not trying to criticize any Bengalis, but I come from that background also, so I know they are addicted to the fish eating. So what happened that this Ram Goti Prabhu went into breaking all the four regulative principles. And you can say he had apparently so-called happy life, kormi life. But moment of death came, his son was working in Guwahati. There's a state called Assam in India. Guwahati is the capital. But he was like an 8 hours road or bus ride, you can say, from his house to his son's working place. So his son was not there, oldest son. And he passed away. He died. When he died, then, of course, the villagers came to do the cremation, but his son is alive. In according to rituals, if the son is alive, the oldest son should put the fire in the face, mouth, the head side first. So they send somebody to go and come back. So it took about, almost a whole day and night. 24 hours because of his distance. But when he came, the son, and he started, while he was coming in the train, he started crying and he was remembering when he was a child that his father was a Hare Krishna devotee. How he was so strongly following, chanting, following four regulative principle, but then his father was kind of slackening and really degraded and kind of gave up. And his children, but this oldest son still adapted some of those early principles. So he was thinking, he did not follow this. Now what is going to happen? Where is going to go? I don't know. All of a sudden, he started pouring out cry. Then when he arrived at the house, they guided him to the funeral place. And he was like so shocked seeing this, his father's dead body with the fire, you know, wood of. They put kind of like this stack of woods, put the dead body and then another stack of wood and then put the fire underneath to cremate. They don't have electric machine those days. I don't know now. But anyway, so then he was, he could not put fire. He was started crying and crying. How could you die like this? Where are you going to go? I'm afraid of your destiny. As he was crying and crying, all of a sudden, everybody was shocked that his father actually came out of dead body. And he put those wood and he told his son, take me to Hare Krishna temple, Gauriya Math. In Guwahati, there is a Gauriya Math. And his son, of course, was happy. And of course, he was like, he didn't know how this happened. He died, but he came back. Of course, half of the villager, they thought he was a ghost. So they ran back to their house out of fear. And then his son, he said, okay, let's go meet the mother and other. He said, no, I'm not meeting anybody. I just want to go to temple straight. So while he was taking his father to temple, his father was crying and explaining him what happened to his life. When he died, Jamaduta came, even though he was a disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Sosiyo Thakur. Literally, Jamaduta took him because he didn't have a neck beats. The tilak, these things are protective. Jamaduta cannot touch that body if you have a neck beads and tilakam. So, but he didn't have. So they took him. While they're taking him, he was asking, I'm so thirsty. I'm so thirsty. Please, please, I'm dying. I need some water. So the Jamaduta took him to the water place. That water is made of pus and blood. Urine. This is what the water they had. Of course, he could not take it. It was like, even though he was a fish eater, but he could not take it. It was like, then, anyway, I won't go like big details, but finally he came to Jampuri, where he saw huge lines. And when his name is about to come, he saw Jamaraj first time. The Jamaraj actually got up from his seat and came to him. He said, who is Prabhupada? That's all he said. Who is Prabhupada? And then he's like, oh, Prabhupada, my guru. He said, go back and do bhajan. Don't waste your life. Just because little relationship was there with his guru, even though he gave up, disconnected, you can say, but still he was saved. That was a great thing. Okay. Somebody please help me to read this. Prabhus and mothers.
Hare Krishna. 20th October.
Good.
Simply, we have to desire to please him and not desire anything for ourselves. Then we become simply instruments for his will. This is the important essence of Krishna consciousness. In a letter to Atreya Rishi, October 20th, 1973.
Thank you, Prabhu. So Srila Prabhupada said, you can be in any ashram. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be sannyasi or brahmachari. You can be family or any ashram. But try to develop this relationship with Krishna. Everything should be connected. It's a beautiful article of Bhakti Charu Maharaj I found. Can someone read this? It's a beautiful article, you know. The small.
Krishna is sitting in the heart and he knows us better than we do. He knows more than us what is going inside of us. We must approach Krishna with that understanding. That is actual meaning of Krishna stealing the garments of the gopis. Krishna stole the garments of gopis and they approached him completely naked. That is how we should be, completely naked, nothing to hide. That is the surrender. That is the meaning of bhakti.
Thank you. Thank you. So Krishna, so Prabhus and Madhar, some of you may think like, now what do I do? Do I have to make sure that I got the result of my endeavoring? No, it's very simple. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna 11.33, Krishna says, Krishna, he has already the result. If you know that verse, this is a very important, that do not feel depressed. You have no right to feel depressed or discouraged. Rather, you should feel always encouraged. Whatever you can, just do it. Try to please Prabhupada and Krishna. Krishna has the result. What he's looking from us is our endeavor. Because some of you or some people think that Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to pursue Arjuna to fight for establishing dharma. But this verse does not say that. This verse reveals that. I really focused on it, this verse for a few days. I was thinking like, this verse revealed the opponent of dharma were already naturalized. Neutralized, you can say, by Krishna's arrangement. So Arjuna just had to become an instrument in the arrangement. If Krishna had beforehand secured the result, Prabhus and Madhavs, do you know what will happen when you arrive in Golok Vrindavan? Already done. Do you know what kind of relationship you will be? Already done. Do you know how happy you will be? Yes. It's all planned. It's all done. It's looking your endeavor. That's all. Because Krishna wants us to endeavor. Sadhana. Sadhana. Hearing Bhagavatam. Chanting. Honoring Prasadam. That's all Krishna is looking for. That's what Bhagavad Gita or this Chitraketu's life explained. The result of our work are not solely in our hands. They are shaped by factors beyond our control. Factors that are ultimately under Krishna's control. When he desires a particular result, Prabhus and Madhavs, he can arrange for him by his omnipotence. What you really need, he knows better about you than you know about yourself. So he will give you a million times more than what actually you are looking for. Just do some service to him every day. Five things you must do. Find the relationship. Everything has with Krishna. Become his devotee. Serve him. Serve him every day. Surrender to him and share this knowledge with others. With your family, with children, with the friends, whoever. Try. These five things you do. That's all. Krishna gives guarantee. Two things he will give you. Love of Godhead and he will take you back home, back to Godhead. So we can connect with him by working in a mood of loving service to him. Offering him our, what can we offer? Our consciousness. How? Through endeavor on his behalf. And moreover, focusing on endeavors instead of results also provide us with mental stability, I found within myself. If we are too attached to the result of our chanting or whatever endeavor we are doing, then we are failing to get it will make us depressed. Getting it may make us elated, but only temporarily, because everything material is temporary. And overall, craving for the result, Prabhus and Madhavs, will keep us agitated. Maybe, I'm sure you can all relate, it happened to me and I don't anymore. So what should we do instead? if we understand that Krishna wants us more than the result, then we will strive diligently to offer him the result to express our devotion. Even if the result does not work out, still our endeavor itself will please him. Try to understand this. Even if you don't get love of Godhead within your proximate time or before that, but you endeavor it, it will still please Krishna and he will give you instantly. There is no question of disappointment. So the resulting divine absorption will provide us security, satisfaction in both failure and success. Srila Prabhupada has one quote. Can someone help me with this?
The four principles: always think of Krishna, become Krishna's devotee, worship Krishna, and offer your respect, obeisances to Krishna. That's all. This is Krishna consciousness. Hyderabad, November 17, 1972.
Thank you, Martha. So, there are so many people who are trying to work for the sake of Lord. But then this is what this Chitraketu story is. There's one more quote of Prabhupada on this. Can someone, is that visible? Let's see. Can someone read this?
Hare Krishna, Prabhupada, Dhanvat Pranam. Faith means to believe in the word of Krishna. That surrendering to Krishna, I will get everything now. I'm free. This is my perfection. That is called faith.
Hare Krishna. Very nice. In case, if you're looking for definition, this is the faith definition Prabhupada gave. Very nice. Okay, in the conclusion, we go right and wrong. Whether we want to be a good householder or Grihamedi, the confusion, like practically in our life. Okay, this is a small chart. Can someone help me with this reading?
Can I read?
Yes.
Hare Krishna, wife, Grahamedi, Grahasta, wife, tiger, divorce husband, fort commander protects, husband, hunter, allures and kills, Grahasta maintains and protects, children, Grahamedi, jackals, Grahasta, Vaikuntha children, focus, sense gratification, Grahasta, Krishna's pleasure. See each other as bodies and minds, Grahasta, soul servants of Krishna. Progress means socio-economic status, material enjoyment, whereas Grahasta, spiritual advancement. Occupation, mundane job, whereas Grahasta, devotional service. Meals mean eating sin, Grahasta, honoring prasadam. Home, TV, movies, games, whereas Grahasta, kirtan, reading scriptures, hosting Krishna conscious programs. Result for Grahamedi, degrading and entangling, whereas for Grahasta, elevating and liberating. Hare Krishna.
Very nice. Of course, it's in a shorter. I was trying to squeeze it as shorter. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said what we should be thinking. Okay, someone? Next devotee?
Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 13.80. Lord Chaitanya said, I am not a Brahmana. I am not a Kshatriya. I am not a Vaishya or a Sudra. Nor am I a Brahmachari, a householder, a Vanaprastha, or a Sannyasi. I identify myself only as the servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. Hare Krishna.
Very good. Thank you. So right reason and consciousness means what? For the sake of the Lord, not one's personal ambition. To increase one's service, not to increase one's being served. To free oneself to preach Krishna consciousness full time, to increase one's authority, like this, as a preacher. And this is what Bhakti Japa Sangha group or all of you are after. I'm just stating what you already do, hopefully. We need to look. My point is we need to look at the principles behind the example set by the Lord. This is a Chitraketu's life. He's a great devotee. And you will see in a few months. And not simply imitate the external. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's why this verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not trying to show that we all need to take sannyas, that we all need, you know, to give up family. No. He was demonstrating that we need to do whatever it takes to become Krishna consciousness. Okay, what is your weakness and strength? Well, the conclusion is that we need to put ourselves in a position of strength for being Krishna conscious. Are you sharing? What are you learning? If you're not sharing, it will disappear. You will say, oh my God, I heard. What did I hear the other day? I don't even remember. Because you have to share. If you don't share, it won't stay. And if you share, it will stay. I see with my own example. That's why. So you have to know your strength. You have to know your weakness. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you know, for Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he found his strength, you know where? In sannyas. When he took sannyas, he said, this is my strength. And he made a lot of sannyasi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur found his strength, you know where? When he was a grihastha with 10 children. And most of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers are grihasthas, householder. I remember Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj writes in his book, Spiritual Warrior. I'm sure some of you read that. It's a beautiful book to read. Transforming lust into love. That unless one feels a very deep personal calling to take Krishna consciousness, they are probably better off in their household or life. No need premature sannyas or premature give up something. Srila Prabhupada even says, Grihastha Ashram is safer. Now, can someone help me with this, please?
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Maharaj Priyavrata acted exactly like a henpecked husband. Actually, however, he was fully conscious of his position as a spirit soul. Although he seemingly behaved like an acquiescent karmi husband. 5.1.29 purport. Hare Krishna.
Very good. Next, someone.
In Bhagavad Gita 13:8-12, Srila Prabhupada comments on the principle of asaktir anabhisht. Vavgaha pucha dara rahatisu. Detachment, form, wife, children, home, and the rest. It is not meant that one should have no feeling for these. They are natural objects of affection. But when they are not favorable to spiritual progress, then one should not be attached to them. The best process for making the home pleasant is Krishna consciousness.
Very good.
Hari Bol.
I'm not giving any comment. You check. You make your own decision. One more. Someone.
Hare Krishna. If one is in full Krishna consciousness, he can make his home very happy because this process of Krishna consciousness is very easy. One need only chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. accept the remnants of foodstuffs offered to Krishna, have some discussion on books like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and engage oneself in deity worship. These four things will make one happy. If one can mold his family life in this way to develop Krishna consciousness, following these four principles, then there is no need to change from family life to renounce life.
The Bhagavad Gita. So, Mataji, if you would meet Chitraketu, what would you tell him?
Myself.
You tell him this. Hey, do this. Problem is solved. Don't worry about son.
This four principles, the four ABCD is only, I think, Prabhupada, as Prabhupada, ABCD only I know.
Good. Good. Thank you. Okay, one more.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dhanavad Pranam. Kapila Deva to Devahuti. Every learned man knows very well that attachment for the material is the greatest entanglement of the spirit soul. But that same attachment, when applied to the self-realized devotees, opens the door of liberation.
How is that relevant to your life?
That means like we should never be attached to like material things. Better concentrate on bhakti. That helps us to, you know, liberate from this materialistic world.
Right. So, thank you. So, if you build attachment to Prabhupada's word and Prabhupada's, your guru's word, that will be perfect. Don't try to give up first. Try to develop attachment to Prabhupada's teachings and Krishna and other spiritual leaders. Then automatically, detachment will take place. We don't need to separately. Okay, one more. Actually, I'm looking at the time. Hold on.
Go only 10 more minutes is there, Prabhuji.
Yeah, I need to go very quick. I just, because this is a beautiful things one devotee made. This is a beautiful how to understand that where the attachment is. A good example of this was the three young couple. You heard this, I'm sure. You should think about it. Who went to London in 1969. There was no temple, no devotee. They had a very little money, no place to stay. They immediately started doing Harinam Sankirtan, trying to meet influence people. Within just a few weeks of their being in London, the article appeared in the newspaper. Krishna chant startles London. Srila Prabhupada was so pleased. And this is the picture I found, the old picture. All in the first year, they opened a temple, carved a deity of Jagannath, held all kinds of program, made hundreds of devotees. And they are not sannyasis. They made their own card, first Ratha Jatra in London. They made one of the most famous person in the world at that time, George Harrison of the Beatles, made friendship with him and made him a devotee. Look at there. And in the same year, Srila Prabhupada came to London and installed Radha Landineshwar. These were the first Radha Krishna deity in ISKCON. In case if you wonder, this is 1969. Srila Prabhupada was so pleased with his young grihastha family, three couples. So that was very nice. Okay, someone, okay, we'll skip from that. This is the conclusion. Prabhus and mothers, household life and renunciation are equally good for the individual and for ISKCON when one is Krishna conscious. That's all. Okay, back to here. Thank you, everyone, for paying your undivided attention. I appreciate that. I didn't hear any sound while the PPT was going on. Any takeaway or any further discussion? Anyone?
Hare Krishna.
Hari Bol, Jai Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
My takeaway is that Sri Radharani is the supreme goddess of the universe. She's non-different from Krishna. She is Krishna. That is my takeaway. And yes. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. Hari Bol.
Yeah. Thank you. And Radharani is the Supreme Mother, even though we don't address her like this because she doesn't do that kind of leela. Mother Sushilpa?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, all glories to Prabhupada. My takeaway is the conclusion that you brought up the last slide. It's not just the Grahasthashram, also we can achieve Krishna Prema, Krishna consciousness. But in between one of the slides, you also mentioned from the purport of Bhagavad Gita, if in case the family members are not supportive, then detachment. Detachment to what they are doing, but not, we still have to take care, but then if it is not encouraging our Krishna consciousness, detachment to the material world. So both. Hare Krishna.
Very good. Very good. There's a very subtle distinction between attachment and affection. And it is the most powerful things, this subtle distinction. I can have an affection for my children or for my brother, sister, or parents. But if they are doing nonsense, eating meat, fish, I'm not going to just tolerate in the same house or same kitchen. No. They don't have any interest. I don't have any attachment to that. But I will remain open as a neutral. When they are ready to take Krishna consciousness, I'm there. Bidura is one example. He did not join in the war because he had affection for Dhritarashtra and Kauravas. And later on, you see that Bidura delivered Dhritarashtra and Gandhari. Although Prabhupada said he was not happy because Dhritarashtra never surrendered to Krishna. That even Guru cannot do. Krishna will never do. Krishna will never intervene in your little independence. Okay. We have Mother Krishna. I'm sorry. I don't know exactly your name, how you pronounce it.
Hey, Krishna Prabhu. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Prabhu, I'm taking from your class today that...
I cannot hear you. Is that me or others can hear?
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Can you hear? Okay, Hare Krishna Prabhu, I'm taking the lesson from your class that if it's not favorable, like at our situation, whether it's, what kind of situation. So we carry on like devotee Sangha, and try to be Krishna conscious. It's not so easy. It's not so, but then you can just, the devotee will is there. So that's the thing. And also Prabhu, can I just ask you how to be humble? How we know that we are humble? To be humility and humble. Is it the both the same thing? Humility and humble, Prabhu?
What is the foremost thing or most important key point in the humility? What is the most key point? That no separate identity. I am a servant of the servant. Always we keep it in the forefront. Srila Prabhupada says in relation to your first concern, Srila Prabhupada did not say that we should just chant. Prabhupada said, chant, also be happy in a sense that create a facility where other can also chant. Now, if I am honoring prasadam, and my brother doesn't want to honor prasadam, then I have to create a facility where whatever he's eating, my prasadam tastier better than his. And then you invite, hey, you want to try this? Believe or not, transformation will take place. It happened. That's why I'm saying. So we have to go a little extra mile. Where did Prabhupada say? His own sister. Prabhupada's own sister had a problem. Her husband would not become a devotee. She was initiated by Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, but he was not. He was a woman hunter. I mean, there's a whole explanation given that how he was not interested. But Prabhupada's sister actually took advice of Prabhupada and she cooked, never complained. She cooked, offered, she worked extra hard just to make him happy. And after a few months, I think about 6 months or 9 months, I forgot exactly, that he got sick. And she took care of him, fed him prasadam, everything. You know, when you're sick, you don't have a choice. You eat whatever your spouse gives. And then she gave, and after that, she started crying. He started crying. He cried and apologized to his wife, to Pishima. I personally met her, Pishima. Pishima is such